He's not dead, governor. You can call him and ask him. Why did the president tell him that? That if Burunabu loses, most of them are likely to lose their position. That comes that, you know, about 2 months ago, there was a meeting in Damango. Mm. Okay, the regional minister took all the district and municipal chief executive to Damango to have a meeting. And after the meeting, the regional minister told them what the president told him. And it was a duty on him to make sure that the present message is being carried across and what the president wants is being what piloted. After their meeting, all the DCEs move into the residence of Chairman Burunabu to tell them that from today onwards, all of them are going to pledge their support to him. Simple, because some of them don't want him, but they cannot go against the will of the president.
Then why was Bugri afraid and he wrote a letter to the president numbering some people he said were not supporting him?
Actually, you know, after the message was being given to the minister and other government appointees, okay, so we went back to the president and the president told us what was on the ground. But the president told me, Bugri, I will mention names. Governor, it will interest you to know. Before Chairman could mention some names that are not supporting what the president told them to go and do, the president told Bugri, I am aware of this and this and this and that. And they are even in the various constituencies giving 2,000 to people not to vote for you. And they are even sponsoring certain candidates to win the constituency election and not to come and vote for you. The president told Chairman this in front of him.
Meaning, you say the president supported him.
I am telling.
He's telling the people to go ahead and vote for Bugri and campaign for Bugri. And yet the people are doing the opposite. And the president have left them like that.
Some of them started doing the opposite. Okay. I'm going to tell the genesis of this particular letter.
Okay.
So after that particular meeting, he was asked to go and bring a comprehensive report so that when he calls those people, okay, he will be able to talk to them in order to go back and do his bidding, not their bidding.
Okay.
Because he has kept them where they are, and anything they are making is from him. And they must all support Chairman Burunabu. And he made a very concrete reason that it is not Chairman Burunabu himself he is supporting. He likes Chairman Burunabu. He loves Chairman Burunabu. But he is not supporting the person of Chairman Burunabu. He is rather supporting the party. He knows what Chairman Burunabu is doing for the party in the northern region. Then Chairman Burunabu comes with that particular comprehensive report. I personally sent it to the Flagstaff House with Chairman Bugri. Chairman went in to meet the president. They were in meeting the president. He called me for the letter. I submitted the letter. So I was even shocked when the letter was even in the public domain, because that was a letter simply what meant for the president, so not for any public.
So who leaked the letter then?
You see, like this, I don't want to go, like, because this matter has been, they have taken it up seriously.
Okay.
And I'm going to look, because that a particular person who started circulating this letter, okay, if care is not taken where he is, I don't think maybe he will even be the first person to be reshuffled. How he had the letter and how he started circulating it. He is the first person to be reached out. I am telling him he's also aware. He has even been called. Why he did that? A letter meant for the president, and how comes that it is in the public domain?
Hmm.
So when the letter was meant, okay, for the president, to let the president know that the people you asked to come and support me, your candidate, they are doing otherwise. Governor, it is not wrong. You have asked me to perform a duty. Okay, when I went, it is the other way around. I've come back to give you a report for you to call the people and let them know that what you ask them to do, they are not doing it. They are rather doing their own bidding. Is it wrong for Chairman to write a letter of complaint to the president? And Chairman made concrete reason. He also made serious I wouldn't call it allegation, that serious facts inside the letter concerning a particular candidate who has been sponsored by my brother's party.
That made mention that Samba is being sponsored.
I am
by.
Telling you, Governor, let me tell you something. That very day we were coming to Tamale, and that day the weather wasn't good, so we missed our flight. And Chairman said, no, we cannot sleep in Accra again. Besides, I am having a meeting with Chairman Wuntumi, and I'm having a meeting with the defend MPP acting chairman Freddy Bully. So let's drive to Kumasi, and from Kumasi we'll drive back to Tamale. We went to Kumasi after the meeting, everything was successful. Then the next morning when we're coming home, not knowing that national security was deported to the northern region here to carry out some survey and to take up certain information concerning Samba and meetings with the Ibrahims. And we didn't know. Wallahi, before man and God. It was inside the car when we were coming. Then he called. I won't mention his name. And that man, okay, he is not holding a small position as a national security officer, but he is in charge of the government machinery. Then he called chairman, said, "Chairman, I just left your region. It is okay. This meeting was held at this particular place between Samba and that of the Ibrahim. So has happened. But whatever be the case, we'll let you know. So go back to the house, keep mute, don't escalate this matter. We know what we are doing." And you know, chairman is such a person that one governor, when you come and say that SK have insulted you, chairman, your head, he will call me and say, "Our governor says that your head." He's that type. He doesn't know how to hide things within his heart. He open up his heart and tell you what it is. So we were all shocked.
Okay, so the national security and those who said they saw them holding a meeting or what did they see?
Governor, and even the first one, that was the first one, even they came with the same flight with them and Paula Afuku, but they didn't know. One of them was seated behind Paula Afuku's seat, back to Accra.
That could be coincidence.
No,
it
I am telling. I am telling you that an intelligence was picked that they were scheming to unseat Bugri because of two reasons. The Afukos are angry; they want to unseat Bugri, and the Jones are also angry because Chamamburu Nabu disgraced them. That contributed to their loss of elections in the 2016.
If you say the national security pick up signals, so why haven't they acted on it?
Governor, are you aware that Samba has been called to Accra on two occasions by the national security and the third one by the BNI? Are you aware? Ask him, why did he change his numbers to a particular number and now calling his coordinators, telling them that all his numbers has been jacked? So he's now using this particular security number, who has also been trapped. Ask Samba. Why did he change his number? The numbers he was using, making all the calls that has been trapped, including the foreign calls of that kind of fishy deals, including all the what we're talking about, all that kind of fishy deals.
And so even in Ghana, deals against okay, you. The security should not say that. They should have picked them. So
that is what. That,
how do you justify those things you are saying?
I am telling you that.
Mere propaganda. Listen to
something.
Or?
This is not mere propaganda. Let me tell you something. Look, the committee, okay, wanted to disqualify Samba. After Samba was called to Accra on two occasions, and even the last time by the BNI, wanted to disqualify Samba. Do you know what happened? And chairman says that they were. I told chairman, if Samba is disqualified, it will mean that because you are scared or afraid of Samba, that's the reason why you went and plotted for them to disqualify him. Let us go into the contest and you win him, to let him know that Samba is not your co-equal in terms of Ghana politics. Into my idea. That stopped the committee from disqualifying Samba. I am telling you the whole truth. Because governor, when you look at leadership in NPP, it is not about I have resources, I have money. Leadership in NPP is all about, okay, the technical know-how, the wisdom and maturity to handle the people in the north. Look, Northern region is not a joke, and it is not meant for small boys, excuse me to say. Look at Chairman Azoka. He's not a small boy. The man NDC is bringing, he is not a small boy. Moses Mabimba or Asma, they are not small boys. These are people with wisdom. These are people that knows that.
Are you suggesting that Samba is a small boy?
Let me tell you something.
The man they say was contributing towards your party's success from 2009 up to 2016.
You see, I didn't want to mention his name.
Member of the fundraising committee, donated 70,000.
Absolutely lies.
Call him a small
this
boy.
This is total lies. Let me tell you something. I didn't want to go into the personal of somebody. I wanted to channel my Samba back because of where the direction is going. I'll be forced to answer. Look, Samba never in the NPP donated any 70,000 Ghana cedis to NPP campaign in the 2016 general election. And Samba never sponsored any constituency in the northern region here.
Names have been mentioned.
I am telling you, my constituency, Tamale North, never received a penny from Samba. Okay, the way man can go, where I taught for 4 good years.
Somewhere they understand Samuel Tika was giving resources
listen to something.
And other
things. Listen to something.
10,000 cities.
Governor.
That can be a lie.
Governor.
Yes.
A supporting party is different from supporting sponsorship. It's friendship. If you are going to support a political party, it must be passed through the political chain. The party has a
the 70,000, for instance, was donated in Accra.
Let me tell you something, Governor.
And that there's a letter to that effect.
Do you know the person who donated the biggest donation in the northern region here?
No.
Do you know that the person was being awarded, what's the name himself? Can Ofurata have to come to the house of that person and give her presents? Are you aware?
No.
The biggest donator in the northern region was Felicia Tete. The biggest donator. Can Oforiata move from Accra to her house and give her a present acknowledging what she has done for the party? Apart from Felicia, the next person was Alhaji Kadri. The president took his phone and called Alhaji Kadri for a meeting. Has any of this, did they do that to Samba? Look, Samba went to Accra. He couldn't contribute anything. He only came to Tamale and made a pledge. There's a difference between a pledge and contribution. He made a pledge. And the current regional minister also made a pledge. Current regional minister made a pledge of 40,000. Samba made a pledge of 70,000. Governor, none. Samba did not give up one Ghana cedi to the national level, not to talk of the regional level. And if I am lying, Governor, we are... I should not get what I want in this world and the hereafter. Samba never. He never gave out any money. If you pledge to give out money, it's different from you have given it out.
The understanding this morning was that he donated 70,000.
I am telling you that Issa, I was on a program with Issa. That is North Star FM some time ago, and I asked Issa if Samba indeed donated for the party, bring out a receipt. Because look. Look, donating for a party is not like giving out charity. When you do something in your party today, you want that particular good name and goodwill so that you use it as one of your stewardship should in case when you are looking for something tomorrow. You get it? Where is the receipt? I asked Issa. He should provide you with the receipt. Look, I personally gave out in my own way. So I'm talking. I was given a receipt. You cannot support a political party with even one CD and they will not give you a receipt. A receipt will be given. So where is the receipt of Samba that showed that he gave us 70,000? And I am telling you today, Samba and other people made pledge. Look, you see, when you see the big people in Accra, because you want them to say that, oh, you are somebody, you get up and say, oh, I will give this. And you know, in the 2016, they said that if anybody contributes or donates or make a pledge, it should be sent back to that particular region. So it will help boost the regional campaign. You get it? That was the, what's the name of...